The only curves he craved were Abby's, and somehow he had to figure out a way to get her back. First and foremost, he had to stop drinking. Booze and Janie's damned wedding had landed him in bed with the wrong woman, and he wouldn't let that happen again. If he had any prayer of winning back Abby, he couldn't get caught with another woman. Making Abby jealous was one thing, but his plan had clearly gone awry in a big way. Stephanie never so much as glanced at the bed as she hooked her high-heeled sandals around her finger and tiptoed from the room, closing the door behind her. Grant let out a sigh of relief that he'd been spared the morning after awkwardness. But then he remembered he was in charge of the family's marina while his father recovered from a recent head injury and his brother tended to his pregnant wife. With Grant stuck running the docks and Stephanie managing the restaurant, he'd have to face her in a few short hours. Groaning, he turned face down on the bed and buried his face in the pillow. Something poked his belly, and he fumbled through the rumpled sheet to see what it was. When his hand landed on a torn condom wrapper, Grant's heart nearly stopped beating. Shit, shit, shit. He'd rocked her world, and Stephanie would bet he didn't even remember it. As she shivered in driving wind and cold rain on her way to McCarthy's Gansett Island Marina, she relived the night with Grant McCarthy. Of course, she'd figured out what he'd been up to at the wedding. He'd been using her to make Abby jealous. She'd also known he was drunk when they left and probably wouldn't remember much of what happened between them. Still, that didn't stop her from taking full advantage of the opportunity for one night with the first guy she'd been attracted to in years. She was under no illusions that this was the start of something with him. He was in love with Abby and still hoping to reconcile with her, although Abby and her fiancé Cal had looked pretty darned cozy at the wedding. If Stephanie were one to gamble, she'd bet on Abby being done with Grant, and him being the last one to realize it. But even knowing that, there was no way Stephanie was going to get all stupid over a guy who clearly wanted someone else. So they'd had sex. Big deal. Just because she hadn't been with anyone in ages didn't mean she was going to turn this into something it wasn't and never would be. A tooting horn caught her attention, and she stopped to find Mr. McCarthy's best friend, Ned Saunders, pulling up to the curb in the beat-up woody station wagon that served as his cab.
"Jump in, gal. I'll give you a ride."
Since she was soaked to the skin, Stephanie was thrilled to see the older man who hung around the marina every day. "Thanks, Ned," she said as she slid into the front seat. The floor was littered with coffee cups and old newspapers.
"Sorry about the mess," he muttered.
"No problem. I'm happy to get out of the storm."
"'Tis a doozy of a nor'easter, not seeing the newlyweds making it off the island today."
"That's too bad. They'll miss their flight, won't they?"
"Looks that way."
Stephanie appreciated that Ned didn't mention anything of her obvious walk of shame. "How long is the storm supposed to last?"
"Couple of days, at least."
"The marina will be slow today," Stephanie said, dreading a quiet day to spend alone with Grant. Ned took the final turn that led to North Harbor. As they passed the McCarthy home, called the White House by locals, Stephanie looked away as memories of the night she'd spent with their son resurfaced. Mr. McCarthy had been so nice to her. She'd hate to do anything to mess that up.
"The boy's confused," Ned said, breaking the silence.
"Excuse me?"
"Smartest kid I ever knew," Ned continued, as if she hadn't spoken. "From the time he was first able to walk, he's been asking questions, studying people, filing stuff away to use later in his stories. When it comes to people in his own life, though, well, sometimes he ain't the sharpest tool in the shed."
Stephanie's entire body was on fire with mortification as she continued to stare out the window. How does he know? And what will he tell his best buddy, Grant's dad?
"Don't think he gets yet that it's really over with Abby. And when he finally catches a clue, I suspect it's gonna hurt."
Her mind raced as she hummed with tension. It was like he could see inside her or something.
"A nice girl like you would want to watch yourself in the midst of all that hurtin'."
Her mouth fell open, but damn if she could find the words. Luckily, their arrival at McCarthy's saved her from having to reply. "Thanks for the ride," Stephanie muttered, reaching for her wallet.